Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
And when this day finds you, we are in the middle of graduation season. So congratulations to all the graduates. If you graduate in pre-K, K, middle school, elementary school, high school, college, past college, you're getting a certification or anything, we want to give y'all a shout out from the Watch for the Hook Business and Entrepreneur Podcast. Congratulations and keep up the good work. Well, Miss Parker was gonna say something else behind it, but I mean, Lord have mercy.
I'm sorry, I got sidetracked.
Boy, I mean,
man, I got distracted. Nothing. I'm not committed.
I mean, nothing. Just flat out dropped the ball. Right, Miss Parker, how you doing? Hey,
I'm good. I'm focused now.
Well, good things for all favors. All right, everybody. Today we're gonna jump right into it. We're going to talk about the
commitment. It's the medicine head, my bad.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. She's still
it's
sick.
The medicine head. Sorry.
Yeah. So today we're going to talk about the commitment and the dedication it takes to be a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
And in the words of...
I mean, commitment and dedication to anything that you want to see succeed.
Yeah.
But it doesn't just have to be business.
Oh, that's true, but business, it costs you money.
It does. But for those individuals that you just shouted out for graduating, right?
Yeah.
For reaching that level of commencement, it took commitment and dedication for them to see that thing through.
It surely is, because boy, we know it's hard.
And it's expensive. That would have cost them money if they would have gave up, through the towel in.
You damn sure right.
I'm on a commitment and dedication soapbox.
You stay on that soapbox, because we're going to sit right here. And so, like I said, for those that are in business or not in business, you got to have some dedication.
And some commitment.
But the first part is, if you ain't dedicated, you can't get committed to it.
Nope. You will not be committed to the level you need to be for you to succeed.
Yeah, a lot of people just think, oh, I'm going to start a business.
Right.
Here we go.
Throw it on the wall, see what happens.
Jump off the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, free falling. Oh, got a couple sales.
Yeah, yeah.
Life is good.
Right.
Merch on deck. Cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Months of crickets.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all don't fuck with me? Then that's when you started having to deal with that dedication.
Right. Part. And a commitment.
Ego hurt.
Yeah, your ego is hurt. So now you got to figure it out if you dedicated enough, you know, to this whole process, to the whole project, to whatever it is you're trying to reach, you know, at the end. To see if you're going to be committed enough to really, you know, put that effort in.
Yeah, so it's not going to be easy.
It's not. Work through it. Work through all the kinks.
You are putting out, first of all, the most expensive thing you will never get back is your time. But we know that it takes time to hone a craft.
It does.
And that time.
Dedication eats up your time.
Yes. Is elongated. And when I say by elongated, you get stretched.
Yeah,
it is. You know, what they say, you went with me when I was shooting in the gym, that wasn't one gym session.
No, that was multiple.
That was years. Multiples. It was years of being in the gym.
Various locations.
Yeah, when somebody closed one gym down, you was at another.
Right. But you were dedicated enough to go seek out other locations, right?
Yes.
To remain committed, to see your commitment through, right?
That's just like... When you go one avenue in business and it doesn't work, you got to find another.
Yeah, you should.
And then after that, you going to have to find another.
Probably so.
Because one route won't work. You don't have one avenue to success.
No.
They say the road to success is different for everybody.
It is. It's not that yellow brick road. It might be the yellow brick road for you, but someone else might have a different yellow brick road that leads to a different route, right?
Potholes and stuff.
Right. They all trying to get to the wizard, though.
We found out what the wizard was in. The wizard was a fraud. Yeah, his ass was fake, too. Yeah, so when you turn around and you think about it, when you are putting forth your best effort.
Your best foot. You got your Sunday's best on.
You got to make it count because, you know, one of the things we talk about is, you know, even like just dealing is the translation. Will your work, will your hard effort translate to success? And a lot of times that answer is going to probably be no, because your success isn't just predicated on your hard work.
Right, right. So many outliers and other factors that affected, impacted, caused impediments, right?
Yes. Like I said, one of the effects of being a minority-owned business, access to capital.
Mm-hmm.
You are affected just because of your skin tone or racial.
Because you're classified or categorized as minority, so no matter what that is.
So right there, your road got a little bit bumpier.
It did.
Your commitment would have to be a little bit stronger.
Right. Because remember, being categorized as a minority could also mean that you're a woman-owned business.
Yeah.
Doesn't have to necessarily do with race or ethnicity. Mm. At that point, it's gender.
Yeah. And now, right now, we see how they treat women.
Right.
You know?
They're getting rough out here.
Yeah, it's hard out here in the streets. You know, they ain't making it no easier.
No.
No,
they'll have us in the flappers dresses again with the feathers in our hair. Now, that is a time period. Okay. Piques my interest all the time.
I don't know if they're trying to put y'all back in knapsacks.
You know what? It might be going back to the late 1800s.
They're trying to put y'all back in the field.
Yeah. Domestication at its finest.
Yeah.
A different way to define domestication, right? Yes. They go, well, they just rewrite it anyway.
That's what they said. Something with dedication and commitment. You got to keep up a fight just to keep the standard quo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You got to fight and have dedication just to not go backwards.
Right. Oh, yes.
When the time is moving forward, they trying to send you backwards.
Yeah.
So you got to be committed to not going back.
But, I mean, so you're looking at, like, the whole concept of dedication and commitment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've just kind of gathered how you was kind of, you know, wrapped up or, you know, put in a little bow tie package. What it entails, like what it looks like, right?
Yeah.
So on the flip side, what does lack of dedication or lack of commitment look like? If you were to paint that out as a human, what would that look like?
Not showing up when you need it. Point blank period. When the chips are down and it's time for you to show up, you ain't got to show out. See the first thing people think about is, I mean, you got to show out first.
No? Yeah.
You got to show up. You can't be in the game if you ain't in the building.
Right.
You can't be in the field if you ain't even in the stadium.
Yeah, that's true.
You got to get there first. One of the hardest things to do is show up. Put forth some effort. Get out your own way. A lot of people do more work in their head in the physical.
And I was really just going to kind of piggyback off of that. A lot of times, like, lack of dedication, lack of commitment can kind of stem from being affected by others too much.
Yeah.
Just because they not, I ain't.
Yeah. You feeding off the wrong energy.
Yeah.
Like, what do we say? Batman needed Robin. But this is the thing. When Batman didn't show up, Robin had to step up.
Exactly. Exactly. But what I'm seeing a lot of is if Batman doesn't show up, Robin, like, ain't coming either.
Exactly.
Or if a business, you see a business floundering or a business failing, then you kind of pull back because you don't want to experience those roles, those hard times.
Yeah. It's just like some of the restaurants we've seen here lately putting out publications basically saying, hey, to our patrons, you know, if we don't see y'all more,
right,
y'all won't see us at all. That is a hard thing for a business to do, is to admit, hey, we need y'all to come through.
Right. Consistently.
And that took a commitment from that business owner to say, all right, we're going to have to tell the truth.
Yes. Pulling back the curtain, being transparent.
Yes. We're struggling.
Mm-hmm.
We're barely making it. A lot of business owners can't do that. You know, fortunately for us, we've been that way from the jump.
Right.
We've sat there and said, hey, listen, we ain't balling. We a small business, two people, me and her, him and I. That's it. Have we always talked about we want to do more? Yes. But you can only do more when you're profitable enough to do more.
Right.
We talk about you having an advertising budget. To have advertising, you got to have the budget.
You sure do.
Which means you got to have the money.
Yeah.
Those things correlate together. You can't do a lot of business adventures or business ventures without capital.
Right.
It means you got to have that. You got to get to that. And it's transparent of us that we've always said it's a struggle.
That's a big struggle.
To get access to capital. When we finance through the Bank of Park.
Right, right. That having low or limited access to capital or lack of access to capital is probably the biggest impediment by far.
Yeah, because let's be honest. It's a bunch of businesses living off business credit.
Uh-huh.
And that still is a line of access to capital, but that also means you got to pay that back.
Yeah, you do.
With interest. And that can be super stressful on businesses when you're using your external business credit to now float your business
right.
to stay in business. But that could be another form of dedication.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. Regardless, that hasn't impacted our level of dedication or commitment. It hasn't, because the dedication is real.
I mean, even we talked about how the real estate has taken away from the apparel.
Everything.
Dedication.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The dedication toward the real estate required bigger commitment.
It did.
And when it required that, then our commitment and dedication was pulled away from the apparel side.
Yeah, we had to split it, you know. Yeah. Had to parse out, you know. Time.
And what they say, sometimes this needs 80, that means the other side can get 20.
Right.
Sometimes it needed 93.
Yeah.
And the other part only got 70.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. But the dedication and commitment is, if it's raining and it's storming outside, like, are you still willing to brave the outdoors to get where you're trying to go?
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Because you know, when it's storming outside, don't nobody want to leave the house.
Yeah.
It's comfortable in your house. You dry. You got your TV remote. You got your snacks.
But if what you are striving to take care of is outside, then you got to go help take care of it.
If you're dedicated and committed enough.
Yeah. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to, what they say, do some stressful things. Nothing in life worth having is going to come or stay easy.
No.
It won't. You know, the dedication that it takes to become a business owner, most folks don't have it.
Right.
They don't have it up front. They'll tell you, nah, this ain't for me.
You have that initial jolt of energy when it's so many unknowns, but the doors haven't closed yet.
Yep. You still looking, you interested.
Yeah. It's a real big jolt of energy. And then as things, you know, the Jenga tower starts to tumble, now you're tired of wasting your time because it's not going your way. Yes. So now you consider it's a waste of time.
Ego heart.
Yeah. You're like, I could be doing something else with this, something more productive, something more profitable. And that's true.
Yeah.
So are you dedicated and committed enough to, you know, grab it by the reins and keep going, or just simply stop?
Yeah, because being dedicated to something doesn't make it fun.
No, it does not.
And that right
there. And it don't make it make you money.
And a lot of people think, I just want to have fun. I just want life to be fun, you know. I want to have a good time.
Me too. Tell me when you figure that. You figured that algorithm out. Share that with me.
Dedication don't mean fun.
Dedication sometimes usually isn't fun. It's really hard work.
Yeah. You're doing a lot of stuff that a lot of other people are not doing.
Mm-mm. Aren't willing to do, haven't thought about doing, ain't trying to do it.
And then they're going to come back and ask you, why are you doing all that?
Or if they see you succeed, is you do all of that. Now they want you to share your recipe for success. Will not.
Yeah. You know how I did it? Pull back. Stop flossing. Stop doing a bunch of vacations. Didn't do all this other extra stuff.
Right, right.
I tightened the reins.
Mm-hmm.
I was up late nights, early mornings.
I stopped eating out 5 times a week. Only eat out twice.
Yep. I changed my liquor budget.
Yep.
You know,
75 to 20. I don't know what you buying on $20. They make your stomach hurt.
Yeah, my stomach hurt. That comes from dedication and commitment. Yeah. You're going to have to sacrifice maybe a few, maybe a lot.
Right.
And that sacrifice comes heavy.
It does. It comes with a price.
Like, when y'all listen to these people that tell you how successful they are or were, they'll sit there and tell you, this shit hurt.
It's not easy feat, right, getting to that point. Yep.
Yes, it was hard. My body ached.
Uh-huh.
My mind hurted. My finances was tight. My family looked at me like I was a goddamn fool. And they said, what you do this for? I said, because somebody got to do it.
Right.
Because I chose, or you chose, or we chose. And you put that dedication up front. You said, man, it's a long road. No, it's my road. It's mm-hmm. our road.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to travel it.
That road ain't for everybody.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
When you look at successful people, regardless of what endeavors, they'll tell you, at some point, I wanted to quit.
Right.
It might have been many points that them, that they, those, or others wanted to quit.
It just seemed easier.
Yeah. It's easy to stop.
Mm-hmm.
It's harder to keep going. Because when you have to dig deep and find something that you didn't know was inside you to keep you going, or to keep your business going, or to keep your marriage going, or to keep your family going.
Like, why are you trying to say I tried to?
Like,
I just had to joke.
You trying to sneak one on me, huh? Oh, okay.
You think a marriage, though? I'm like, wait a minute, Michael Parker, what I miss?
Well, I mean, this,
nothing is easy.
Yeah.
And 14 years, it ain't easy. She getting on my
nerve. I know. I probably will. Sometimes she's sick of me. But
so do.
You know, she know I mean well. You know, sometimes my translation come on there. But yeah, she knows I mean well. And I be trying to be not antagonistic, but sometimes I step on the wrong foot because I'm trying something. I'm trying to keep going. I'm committed trying to figure this shit out. But I be like, damn.
At that point in time, you might be more committed than me on something. So
and vice versa.
Yeah, yeah.
But you just got to go there because you won't see the people that you read about tell you how easy it was.
Nope.
Ain't nobody. Listen, y'all read history books and money books and self-help books.
You sure right about that?
All of them say it was hard
right.
at some point that my dedication was tested over and over and over. And then my level of commitment had to go up,
yeah.
and go up. Because if I did not, or we did not, it could come to a screeching halt.
Right.
And if you all in the scientific world, potential and kinetic energy are two different things.
It sure is.
Potential energy is what you may have.
Mm-hmm.
Kinetic energy is your going.
But I think it's one important piece you have to keep in mind. Energy is neither created nor destroyed.
Say that for the girl in the back.
So it's there. It's just circling.
It's always there.
It's there.
It's up for you to get it, to
exactly,
get it going.
Exactly. Exactly. Converted from potential to kinetic.
Yes.
Yeah, it's there. It's just circling around. You got to grab it.
they say it's greatness in everybody.
Yep.
You just got to figure out what you want to be great at and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, this podcast was potential energy up until 2022 or July. It's been kinetic energy.
Right, right.
Since July of 2022.
Right, absolutely.
Watch for the Hook was potential energy until we pushed it forward in 2019. Now it's still moving.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's moving as fast as we thought, but it's still moving.
Right, absolutely.
That's the thing. You got to keep it pushing, as they say. You got to keep it moving. And so when we talking about your level of commitment, your level of dedication, they're going to have to change as you go through life. Here,
adaptability.
Got to adapt. You got to be able to adjust to the hooks. Because like we say, the hooks don't take no days off.
Nope, they do not.
There's folks dealing with hooks right now. There's probably somebody dealing with a hook listening to this podcast.
Right, right.
And they sure said a mouthful right there.
Said a word or two.
Like, I needed that because I just got hit yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Some folks probably got hit five seconds ago.
That's right.
But you got to take it on the chin to be committed to, as my boy Nathaniel Baker say, see it through. To see it through.
Oh, I love it.
That's my boy, man. That's how it could be my guy. He might get on folk nerve. That's my guy. That's going to be my guy, Nathaniel Baker. Nate Logic. Shout out to my boy, Nate. He's going to always get something and crawl up your skin because he's going to be right there saying something. You're like, yeah. I'm sick of his ass. But, hey. That's the dedication he got. Right. He dedicated to pitch.
Committed off. Like one another.
But yeah. But hey, those is also committed. You can always come by www.watch4thehook.com. Check out our latest apparel. And as always, we appreciate y'all's dedication for listening to this podcast. And you know, if you ever get a chance, tell somebody else about the podcast too. And tell them to hook up with us. Catch y'all next time.